Good evening, I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Tonight is Friday, April 11th. I'm recording this a little early because I'm planning on going out to the club tonight, and I have no idea basically how late I'll be getting back, how tired I'll be when I do get back. So I figured I'd record a quick little message right now and have some fallback audio if nothing else. I'll probably end up recording a little bit tonight, or maybe a lot if something crazy and exciting happens. But we'll see what happens there. That's about it, really. Just got done packing up the old toy bag and getting ready to go out for the night. I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, so I ended up back here before too terribly late, so I figured I'd go ahead and record a bit more audio. Basically, tonight was a fairly quiet night at the club, mostly just hanging around and socializing on my part. And one of the reasons that I like this club in particular is because it tends to be very, has a very large social aspect to it. It's very kind of open. There's a lot of places to hang out, comfortable seating, that sort of thing. And in general, it just creates a good atmosphere for socializing. I've been to some other smaller places that might have a decent amount of equipment and decent setup and everything, but just isn't as suited for sort of hanging out. So I guess a lot of it just depends on what you're planning on doing while you're there. But personally, I like the versatility of a larger place with more options. Tomorrow night should be probably a little more exciting. A lot of good hanging out and socializing, but also a significant amount of play, a lot of fun scenes to watch, that sort of thing. Usually tends to be fairly, a lot busier during specific events where they have a lot of people from a certain group coming out, so that's always nice. I managed to line up a couple scenes without trying to overextend myself and make myself too busy or end up having to let down somebody that I made plans with. So I'm hoping that things will go well. I'm also looking forward to trying out a couple different things with the suspension bondage that I'm planning on doing. It can be really easy to once you're used to playing in a certain way or used to tying in a certain manner, to get sort of complacent. Once you do something that works, it's easy to kind of fall back on that and go with what And I think it's important to try to sort of push yourself and try out new things and experiment and not do anything outside of what I would consider like basic safety boundaries, but it's always good to challenge yourself, both in technical skill and also just in general creativity. I think creativity plays in my opinion, I think that creativity should play a very significant part in the scenes that I engage in, because a lot of the things that I do are, when it comes down to it, it is a performance. Whether it's a performance for the person that I'm topping or whether it's more for... whether it's also for, the audience or whoever happens to be around. That, of course, doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying it. Obviously, I get a lot out of it myself, too. But, I think it's important to keep in mind that, to keep in mind sort of the performance artistic aspect of, whatever kind of play you're engaging in. Anyway, those are my thoughts for the evening. I hope everyone out there is doing well. Feel free to contact me with any questions, comments, or feedback. I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com. Thanks, and I hope you have a good evening.